Hi there, it's Amy Carlson, the Toxin Terminator, and I have had the privilege of working with Rachel Varga since I believe about July. Rachel and I met through a mastermind that we both belong to, and let me tell you, she has got the most beautiful skin I have ever seen from anyone. And if I was going to trust someone with my skincare and helping me develop that beautiful glow, that beautiful radiance from inside, it was going to be Rachel Varga. She is the walking example of doing exactly what she says. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. I was able to do a one-on-one consult with her, and I loved that she listened to my needs and my concern. As a plus 50-year-old woman, I knew that aging was something I needed to worry about. I knew that because of the things that I had done when I was younger, I certainly had been causing damage to my skin. And I also knew because of some of the products I had been previously using on my skin, I was also causing damage to my skin. She listened to my needs. She looked at what I had going on currently. And she also listened to my needs of wanting a more holistic approach to really taking care of my skin as I continue to age. And that was super important to me that she listened. Now, I've been using her products now for at least the past 30 to 45 days. And I can see a huge difference already and know that there's still more forthcoming. I trust in the products that she has given me. I trust in the science behind what she does. And I trust in Rachel, and I know you can too. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to a live recording here on the Rachel Varga podcast. We're also going live on the at Rachel Varga official Facebook page and YouTube channel. If you're new here, welcome. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button and also the bell, so you know when I go live and bring out, you know, new content for you to help you live your best life, possibly on the inside and out, look great, feel good, all that sweet jazz. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about healing from within. And again, if you're new here, I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and probably over 20,000 procedures now. I love helping people figure out what they could do at home and in clinic. And you can learn more about me at my website, rachelvarga.ca, where one-on-one calls are also available. So let's talk about Dr. Stacey Shillington here. So she was devastated with acne that was considered incurable in her late 20s. Dr. Stacey Shillington went back to school to learn how to clear her skin from the inside out using naturopathic medicine. And she has not looked back since. Practicing in Toronto since 2007, Dr. Stacey has made it her mission to help people clear their skin naturally. Deeply inspired and motivated to change the way that skincare and health is approached, Dr. Stacey has been able to help thousands of women worldwide clear their acne with her best-selling 7-week clear skin program, which is delivered online. You can follow her on Instagram at Naturopathic Beauty or check out her website at naturopathicbeauty.com. Dr. Stacey lives in Toronto, Ontario, so she's a fellow Canadian with her husband and two sons. She is a graduate of the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine and McGill University, where she was the recipient of McGill's prestigious Scarlet Key Award. She is currently a member in good standing with the College of Naturopaths in Ontario. And Dr. Stacey Shillington, welcome back. It's great to have you on the show again here.
Rachel, thank you so much for having me. It's so much fun talking with you all the time. And I'm always so grateful for these opportunities to help people learn how to heal from within.
That body, mind, spirit, energy, you can't downplay or separate them all because they are actually all interconnected. So I work with clients that are, you know, struggling with things like pigmentation, brown spots, acne, accelerated aging. They feel like they're, you know, they lost all their collagen, especially at menopause. We lose about 30% of our collagen kind of like overnight. But over the last year, I've certainly noticed a bit of an uptick of people complaining about breakouts and acne and all of that, you know, what's your take on how stress plays into acne?
stress and acne are so strongly related. Like, you really can't separate the two. And I really feel, Rachel, as though stress is really not recognized as a huge cause of acne when it really should be. There are three different biochemical pathways that lead from stress to acne. Three. That means stress and acne are super, super connected. You can't really separate them.
Yeah, there's a hormonal change that when we're in our high beta state, like for example, when you're watching the news or you're constantly, you know, living the rat race on the wheel, going from this to that and the other thing, you're not taking time to really clear your mind and reduce the amount of stimulation that you're getting. And in fact, before we did this recording, Dr. Stacey Shillington and I, we set the intention so that when you're listening to this, you come out of that high beta state. You are listening to us in a way that you're getting a bit of like a healing download at the same time. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's just beautiful, because we are not meant to be in a state of chronic stress. Like, our bodies are not designed for that. We are designed for short periods of acute stress, and then our bodies need to relax. And they need to transition from that beta state that you were talking about. And we need to go into our parasympathetic nervous systems. And that is the only place that we can heal our bodies, is when we're in the parasympathetic state. When we're stressed, when we're watching CNN, thinking about all the things that are going on in this world, we're in the sympathetic nervous system. There's no way we can heal. In fact, our bodies are going to get more and more imbalanced the more we remain in that state.
And if I've learned anything from interviewing over 100 healthcare professionals, experts, we're talking naturopaths, we're talking medical doctors, we're talking functional medicine practitioners, hormone experts, endocrinologists, urogynecologists, triple board certified physicians, the ongoing theme that I'm getting is to find ways to reduce our stress. And I actually posted on my social media yesterday that, you know, Wednesday, I'd already done 5 hours of meditation that week. And one thing that I recommend that you match is the amount of time that you spend exercising to the amount of time that you spend quieting your mind, listening to nice music, and relaxing. What are some of your favorite ways to reduce your stress?
I'm a huge meditator as well. You know, that, you know, I started meditating maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, and I was in a state of really high stress. I was not well at the time, and it pretty much changed my life, and I have not looked back. So I get out of bed in the morning, and at least 30 minutes to an hour I meditate, and maybe even later on in the day as well. I also do a yoga practice. I've been doing a morning yoga practice since 1995. Like, I'm dedicated, man. And getting outside in nature, that as well is incredibly important. I mean, it balances the nervous system, just being in nature, going for walks, because it's winter now. We're doing a lot of cross-country skiing, which I love as well. Like, I'm up in Muskoka right now, so that's what we're doing. But being in nature, meditation, yoga, that is what I personally do.
That's great. Yeah. One of the reasons why getting out in nature, like, if you kind of need some heart science here, we just got a heart talking about nature. Okay, here we go. We are going to go down the rabbit hole here with Rachel Varga and Dr. Stacey Shillington for a hot second here. We are highly electrical beings. Mm-hmm. Every time our body makes a peptide in a response to a situation we're in, which then creates the cascade of creating a hormone and makes you feel a certain way. Everything that happens in our body is from ionic interactions. And I just did a call with Dr. Mary Kellyanne Petrucci yesterday. And she was actually really surprised I talked about this, coming from a, you know, beauty and anti-aging background. But when we contact the earth, we actually allow like a buildup of protons in our body to then kind of rebalance. So we're not too ionically charged in one way or the other. It's all about achieving a balance. So what are some of the ways that you like to ground in nature?
Well, I mean, it's all about those negative ions, right? Like you said, negative ions are supplied through nature, and they neutralize the electrical energy in our body. I mean, one of the best ways, and in Canada, this is difficult to do right now, but walking barefoot in nature, that's really important, like actually having your skin touch the earth, touch rocks, you know, touch a tree. Just that contact is incredibly therapeutic for the body. I'm obsessed with air. Like, I don't know what it is about me, but I go into an environment and I judge it based on the air. And I find that just taking deep breaths in nature is, you know, it just settles my body immediately. So in winter, I think that's probably my main way of, like, you know, grounding when I'm outside. Yeah. Do you get that too? Like, just that connection with the air?
Yeah. In fact, you guys have heard me say this quite a bit here on the show, but because I'm a really sensitive individual, I kind of have to take it like a step further and get about 3 hours off grid. And when I do that, I actually notice that my skin improves. And it's probably because I'm around air, because I'm, you know, hanging out in technically a rainforest, and the humidity in the air, the cleanliness of the air, right? The trees are actually recycling and changing the carbon dioxide into breathable oxygen, which we need. So just a little tip, when you are out in nature, just look for the beauty around you and start to really kind of like rewire the way that you think about things, and just try and focus on love, joy, gratitude, all of that, and look for the beauty around you. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. That's, you know, just appreciating and noticing and being aware and in the moment. I think that often, you know, our thoughts get the best of us. We're either living in the future or we're living in the past, and we're not, you know, in the moment. And being in the moment in nature, I think, is absolutely magical. And that can really shift everything, our awareness, our vibration, where we're vibrating, our electrical energy, you know, just being in the now, the power of now, right?
And just so you guys know, I'm inviting you to leave your acne questions in the comments section while Stacey and I are here live. And when we're talking about frequency, I definitely have heard kind of in my circle of people that I work with that, especially last year, we actually dipped down a couple of notches on the frequency octave. Mm. And we're kind of hanging out in kind of like the low second chakra energy states. But now we've actually been able to get back up into the third chakra. But, you know, there's other people that are functioning at higher levels as well. So it's like the more we look at every way that we live our life to increase that energy positively is going to have pretty profound effects in the way that you look, the way that you age, the way that you feel, and the way that you interact with people, places, and things. So I don't think I could stress this enough. It's really important.
It's so important. And I mean, we talk about beauty. I know you and I, we both love beauty and all things that manifest beauty. And this is the number one thing. And of course, it's not talked about enough. It's not emphasized enough. But to really, you know, be as beautiful as possible inside and out, we have to take a look at our frequency, our mindsets, you know, and how we're living in the world. You know,
that does significantly impact our cells as well, which is quite important and very profound, actually. So let's jump into, why are we seeing neck acne? So I know for me, I definitely can get some breakouts on my neck here because of my hair. So what I'll do is I'll sleep with my hair up. And when I'm not recording, I will actually keep it back in like a low bun or a ponytail or a braid, just trying to keep it off of the face. But also, if we are wearing our masks and we're dangling them under our jawline, stop doing that. Loop it around your ear instead. But what tips do you have for neck acne?
So whenever I see a lot of acne happening on the neck area, it always signals lymphatic stagnation to me. I mean, in this area, we have a lot of lymph nodes, and the lymph, if you're not familiar with the lymph, there are lymph vessels throughout our entire body, very similar to blood vessels, but instead of blood flowing through, it's like a clear liquid called lymph that flows all over our body. And the lymph is really important to keep our immune system in good shape and also to help our bodies detoxify. And it's really easy for the lymph to become stagnated. And when it does, one of the signs is acne in the neck and the jaw and like under the chin area and even around the ears, wherever there's a lot of lymph nodes. When you get acne there, it's likely lymphatic stagnation.
Fascinating. So let's just talk about, well, how can we promote lymphatic flow in the face? I actually have a great YouTube video with Rachel Pontillo where she's walking us through doing some lymph drainage, but I'll just kind of break it down for you. And I do this during actually a hydrafacial as well. So going from when you're washing your face, first of all, starting by just applying a little bit of pressure on your thoracic lymph nodes, because all of the stagnant lymph in your head and neck has to flow out through these nodes. And I've heard upwards of 30% of your body's lymph nodes are actually in your head and neck. So just applying some gentle pressure here on your clavicle, just above your clavicle where your collarbones meet your neck. And then when you're washing your face, moving from mid-face to sideways to middle of the face to, say, for example, the hairline, and then pulling things downward to facilitate the movement of lymph in your head and neck outwards. And then through diffusion, new lymph is going to flow into place, carrying out toxins and carrying in more micronutrients. So what are some things you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, those are really great tips. Some of the things that I always talk to my patients about, enough exercise. You have to move your body in order to move the lymph, because in our circulatory system with our blood, we have the heart, and the heart is pumping the blood through the blood vessels. But in the lymphatic system, we don't have a pump. So we have to be our own pump, and we have to move our bodies and exercise. So doing something like yoga is amazing, even walking. Some people really like to do rebounding to move their lymph. Whatever you choose, moving your body every day is essential. Another important thing is drinking enough water, because think, the lymph is water. Yeah, it's, oh, look at me, I have a jar. I have a jar too. But drinking enough water, at least 2 liters a day, is going to help that lymphatic flow. Another thing I love is castor oil packs. Castor oil is amazing. It has a very low molecular weight, so it's able to penetrate deeply into the layer of the body where the lymphatic vessels reside. And castor oil is really great at breaking up any stagnation in the lymphatic system. So those are 3 of my top tips.
I love that. And another tip that I've come across actually when I hosted a summit last year was to not wear clothes that are too constricting. So for example, if you're wearing like really tight tops or a tight bra or, you know, tight workout pants around your midsection, that's actually going to impair your lymphatic flow. So if you're not feeling great, wear the baggy clothes, because it's actually going to help with your lymph flow. And you guys know I hate gadgets. I hate things that are going to waste your time and money. Don't bother buying those, you know, jade rollers or tools to do lymphatic drainage on your face. You got perfectly good fingers that are going to do the same thing. What do you think about that?
Oh yeah, I love that. I mean, I've tried them all. I have used them all, but you know what? I abandoned them eventually, because I'm just like, you know what? With all the practices that I do, I don't need that additional, you know, lymphatic, you know, help moving my lymphatics. You're absolutely right.
Just less things to buy.
Less things to do, right? Keep it simple.
Yeah. So we had a question come through at home with Susanna. Hello. I believe you're new here tuning in. It's great to have you here live. So she has a question, how to treat backne. So not back acne, but we call this backne. What's your suggestions for this?
Yes, it even has its own name, right? That's how prevalent it is. You are so not alone. Whenever I see anybody that has acne on their back, right away I think of the microbiome. There's an imbalance going on in the gut. So really, to get rid of back acne for good, you have to go in and treat the gut. Any imbalances there, removing inflammatory foods, you know, thinking about taking probiotics, eating fermented foods. Those are all some really great ways that can help. It can also be a sign of PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And with that, it's all about quenching the inflammation in the body and balancing the insulin levels. That's really the root to treating PCOS. So hopefully, yeah, hopefully those tips help. Yeah.
Definitely. And also just wanted to share a resource. If you head over to viome.com and use promo code Rachel10, you're going to get a special discount on this particular very highly specific and sophisticated gut microbiome test that I've done and that I love. And when you use that code, it actually helps to continue to help me support showing up and give you guys free content. So viome.com, use promo code Rachel10. That's going to give you a baseline and really give you a sense of which foods actually are going to be ideal for you based on your gut microbiome at that time. And it's going to give you scores. So I actually did my test and I was really surprised with my scores. I was actually below average. And thank goodness I figured that out in my mid-30s so that I don't have, you know, orange flags and red flags in my 40s and 50s. So it's really great to know exactly which foods are going to be great for you based on the epigenetics of what's going on in your gut microbiome. It really takes the guessing out of it and going more to testing instead of guessing. What do you think about that?
I think that discovering what makes your body, what heals your body and nourishes your body is one of the best investments that you can make in your health ever. Because you're absolutely right. As we get older, our bodies stop compensating for, I'm going to say bad behavior, but it's not even bad behavior. It's just not knowing how to take care of our bodies. So the older we get, the more likely we are to get sick from imbalances in our body. So honestly, the best investment ever, figure out what's aggravating your body and heal it from within. I'm so passionate about that.
I know. I am too. Mm-hmm. I'm right here with you, sister. So getting back to the acne and Susanna's awesome question, actually what I'll do is I'll hop in the bath sometimes with my hubby and I'll have him scrub my back. So I work with this brilliant magnesium scrub. If you want to know which scrub I'm referencing, just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'll tell you which one this is. And that is really great for just getting off the dead skin on my back. And it's actually polishing my skin instead of like scratching it. Say, for example, if you were to use like a sugar salt rice or St. Ives apricot scrub, it's actually going to be a bit too aggressive. And I find that really helps me if I'm having any congestion or breakouts on my back, is to just get my hubby to scrub it for me.
And that feels great too.
It's like going to the spa. It's pretty awesome. Totally. All right. So how do hormones play into acne? Because I've seen these, you know, images on social media. It's like, if you have breakouts here, it's tied to this. If you have breakouts here, it's tied to this. I'm not sure if I actually like 100% buy into that. To be honest, most of the times when I see people with acne, they're usually lacking in their skincare routine or their stress levels are super high, which then correlates to hormone imbalances. So what's your take on how do hormones play into acne?
Well, okay, first of all, about the facial mapping, I've seen thousands of acne patients now. I've been practicing for over 14 years, and I do actually see patterns. You know, so if somebody's having, you know, cystic acne on the right side, that's liver, you know, the left side, that's gut. Like I can see those connections now after this much time in practice, but the hormones and acne, if you have acne, you have high androgens. Those are the hormones that lead to acne. And that's just fact. And, you know, I get a lot of people coming in saying, I have hormonal acne. My acne is happening before my period. What do I do? Let's do a hormone test and let's figure out what's going on with my acne. And for years, I did hormone tests with my patients. I would treat based on the hormonal levels. And you know what? The results were not awesome. So I changed the way that I practiced. And, you know, I don't deal with hormones as much anymore. Instead, I dig way deeper. I want to find out why the hormones are imbalanced in the first place. That is what's really important to figure out because, you know, there's something going on. You want to go to the root cause. That is the way that you're able to solve the problem for good and prevent any, you know, more complicated conditions arising as you get older, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And getting to the root cause is really key. So it's not just about, you know, taking this medication to dry things out. And by the way, there are some pretty hefty acne medications out there that really affect things long term. I'm not going to say the medication name, but I've seen things like dry eye happen after it, which can be actually really distressing for people because they lose the activity of their meibom glands in their eyes. And if this is your first time hearing about dry eye, it actually affects about 50% of the population. So we have to be careful about some of these kind of like quick fixes or medications that are out there, because they can have long-term effects. And just so you know, this isn't medical advice. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. This is educational information only, but that's clinically what I've observed, is if you can avoid going down the route of prescription medications, systemic oral medications for acne, if you can avoid that, that's ideal. What's your take on that?
Oh my gosh, I have so much to say about this, because I have seen so many cases where medications are used to heal acne and the results, you know, it's so many times it's not worth it. The side effects can be very dangerous. And often when you stop using the medication, your acne comes back even worse. So for me, I mean, my goal is to help people heal their acne naturally, from the inside out, so that the side effect of healing your acne is not, you know, more imbalance or other symptoms you have to deal with. Instead, it's increased health and increased well-being. I mean, that is the only side effect that comes with healing your acne naturally, is better health. And it really, honestly, it breaks my heart, you know, when, you know, I see young women that are really traumatized by their acne, because let's be honest, acne can be very traumatizing. And they go down the route of, you know, taking certain medications for their acne and their health deteriorates. And these are young, vital, beautiful, healthy women that, you know, to heal their acne naturally, it doesn't actually take that long. Sometimes it takes as long for those medications to start to work, but by going down that route, it's caused more harm than good. And Rachel, I totally agree with you. It's just so unnecessary, and it's really heartbreaking in so many instances.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're going to serve a place. I'm not saying that's definitely not in the realm of possibility. But what I want to talk about now is how we can clean up our environment. So if you're noticing that things are out of balance, body, mind, spirit, energy, you're having more breakouts, you're all of a sudden having like an uptick of loss of collagen or diffuse redness, you're having hypersensitivity to stuff, I really want you to start to think about what's in your environment. So for example, what's the quality of the air in your home? Do you need to get some air purifiers at your house? Are your windows open enough? Are you getting more clean air? What are you using to clean your home and clean your body? Do not buy anything that goes on your body or in your body or used in your home from these auction third-party websites, because there's such a problem with counterfeit stuff. Don't get your skincare online. Just save yourself the possibility for getting counterfeit products. Or if those products aren't stored at ambient temperature, the stability, if say, for example, the product's stored in a warehouse or something that gets too hot or too cold, it's going to affect the formulation. Clean up your environment. Keep things as clean as possible where you are. What are some of your tips for cleaning up our environments at home and also in the workplace?
Number one, you know, you want to throw out products that have a lot of chemicals in them, both products that you put on your body and products that you use to clean your environment. I think exposure to chemicals is one of the hardest things for our bodies to process and to deal with. Food, of course, is a huge one for me. You know, avoiding processed foods, avoiding food with, you know, a lot of pesticides on it, that's important. And water quality. A lot of times we are drinking water that is not high quality. Using a filtered water is so important, you know, to help our bodies function optimally and to be as clean as possible. And just the products that we surround ourselves with, like, are they helping us or are they hurting us? And just being really objective and really, you know, educating ourselves on what we surround us, we surround ourselves with. Yeah.
One of my favorite friends, actually, her name's Amy Carlson. And believe it or not, synchronicity, here we go. I actually am meeting with her right after this. She's known as the Toxin Terminator. And I highly recommend that you tune into her podcast, The Toxin Terminator. Look for Amy Carlson. She is such a wealth of knowledge for cleaning things up at our home and in our office. But say, for example, you don't have the funds to buy air purifiers. You don't have the funds to install a water purification system at your sink, a couple $100, right? I talk about this in my ebook, Unlocking Your Vitality, that you can get at rachelvarga.ca. And we have our body plus mind plus spirit equals like whole human. So say, for example, you can't really make any adjustments to like your physical abilities around you, toxins, stuff like that, maybe up your mental and spiritual health. And to not look at these things being separate, but in fact, more interconnected. So it's sort of bringing like a little bit more of like the psychological, spiritual health side of things to, you know, supplement the body, because we are living in pretty toxic environments, whether it's through EMFs, 5G, things that are off-gassing in our home. What do you think of that process of supporting the body through different mental and spiritual health practices?
Yeah, you know, that makes me think of the ancient yogis in India. You know, they're able to get in such meditative states where they're vibrating at such high frequencies that they're able to live on only water. Basically, their physical bodies are being completely sustained by the high vibration. So I think you're absolutely right. You know, if we're able to change our mindset and we're able to, you know, just really cultivate spiritual and mental health, our bodies are automatically going to be healthier. It's like cleansing our aura. It's cleansing the space around us. It's incredibly healing, incredibly uplifting. And, you know, just focusing on the physical environment. And, you know, I've been there in my life where it's all about the physical environment. I'm taking the right supplements. I'm drinking the right water. Everything's done perfectly. And if you're doing all that, but you're stuck in a mental state that's negative, healing is still not going to happen, right? You have to up level your vibration.
All right, you went there. I've actually personally... I mean, you guys want to know what I'm doing. I'm doing like a heck of a lot in the background. Let's talk about etheric health, because you went there. I wasn't really going to, but I think it's really important that we actually take into account not just our physicality, but also the field that's around us. And you guys can just Google this. You know, what does the aura look like? There's different layers to our etheric field around us. And we are highly energetic beings. This is actually hard science here, guys. And there's different pieces of photography that can actually assess the quality of your aura, which colors are showing up based on the colors actually correlate to different wavelengths of light. And sometimes if we have kind of like gaps in our aura, we're going to be more susceptible to things affecting our physical body. It's almost like this invisible shield that we have. So what do you do to actually support your etheric health and your, you know, aura energy body health?
Meditation, you know, breath work, pranayama, meditation, and being in nature. That's it. You know, and really, to be really specific, it's stopping the chatter in the mind and instead transitioning to the place of quiet and, you know, the consciousness within. And that is where we find the food that really uplifts us. You know, that's the secret. Not easy to do, but it's like working a muscle, right? You have to just sit in meditation, you know, be there again and again and again. And that's what helps me.
Yeah. And to dream, that's also great. So to like cultivate this, component of yourself that loves to dream and that loves to be creative and imagine different situations and stuff like that. But when it comes to our etheric body, things like taking salt baths could be helpful. Mm-hmm. Going in the ocean, getting your cold water therapy. Like there's so much to do to ground our physical body, which then impacts the electrical nature around us that's kind of like invisible to our eyes, but not to different pieces of technology. And yeah, I think that this is like a whole rabbit hole in and of itself, but just to be totally transparent with you guys, this is something that I'm working on myself at the moment and have done some pretty deep work around, you know, maybe even releasing things that were attached to me that were unseen. Or if we think about, you know, our spiritual lineage and then maybe things that have interacted with that from, you know, even before being in the now here. That's kind of like pretty woo. But do you have anything to add to kind of what I'm alluding to?
You know, you mentioned something that really hit a chord with me, and that's using salt as a cleansing agent. You know, when you feel as though your energy is really not in a good place, a hot Epsom salt bath. Like salt is a very, very powerful cleanser and neutralizer. So, you know, I love that. Visualization is fantastic. Manifestation, very important, like you were saying. And water, cold water. You know, there's nothing more revitalizing for me than like doing hydrotherapy, whether it's sauna with cold water, whether it's jumping in a cool lake, in the summer, not now, obviously. But yeah, I find that to be very like cleansing and just kind of, it kind of jars you, you know, it takes you out of, you know, a lower vibration and it kind of, you know, wakes you up almost, you know what I mean?
Gotta keep that vibe high. I gotta stay woke, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think of at home? Just a quick transition from that statement. What do you, I like do little like sprinklings here and the right people pick it up at just the right time. And then they reach out and send me an email at info@rachelvargo.ca. You're like, I felt like that was for me. Thanks so much. It's, you know, send me your comments. I would love to hear from you. So what do you think of at home LED/near infrared gadgets?
I love LED. I mean, red LED light, happy with those results. And near infrared, I'm like sauna geek. So yeah, I think it's pretty awesome. And I know you have a cool one, which I have not tried yet, but.
Yeah, I'm really picky with some of these at-home gadgets because probably daily someone messages me on Instagram @RachelVargaOfficial. And they're like, hey, what do you think of this like face mask LED thing? And then I go on the website and there's no research tabs. It's just this garbage product from the Orient. There's no research. Who knows if the light that's being emitted from the LED light is actually at a specific wavelength that's needed. So if you guys check out the description box below in this call, there's going to be a link for you guys to actually get your hands on the Lumineer. And I'm not paid to talk about this right now, but it is just something that's helped me on so many different levels. They're about $499. And what I love about these kind of things that what Sunlighten's done is basically they've created different kind of like treatment head attachments or filters of light. So I've been really a fan of the sport one for pain. So before bed, I'll use it on my neck, some areas I might be feeling like a little sore. Actually, I had some like ovulation cramps the other night before bed and I put it on my tummy, on my lower abdomen, and then after within like two cycles of a treatment here, my cramps were gone and I was able to sleep. So amazing. You can use these guys for not only pain, but there's also various different settings for say clearing acne or promoting collagen and mitochondrial function. There's so many sweet things out there. And I think that the technology just continues to get better and better. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't tried that particular machine. It sounds amazing. And I love that you can use it for so many different things. You know, you can use it for pain, you can use it for beauty, you can use it for, you know, cramps. It sounds like a really great machine. And I know I love LED, I love near infrared. So combining them both, that sounds awesome.
I think it's a great alternative. So say, for example, you can't afford to buy a sauna, because a really good sauna is going to cost you upwards from about $4,000 to $12,000. So this could be more like a handheld unit. So mm-hmm. if you're wanting to get into the space of LED and near infrared at home options, but you can't afford the sauna, I would go for this one. I did have a breakout on my temple because here in Canada, it's freaking cold right now and I have to wear a toque to keep my head warm. And I had a little breakout on my temple. And then within about 2 days of using this thing before going to bed on the area, on the clear setting, it was gone. But that being said, I also do have, some great products that I use as well to make my breakouts go away quickly. But if you want more information on the Lumineer, just check out my previous video that I did, kind of talking a little bit more about it, that you can kind of find more about at rachelvarga.ca/blog. I just wanted to share that resource for you guys. Yeah, but would you agree that a lot of the gimmicks out there for these lights and, you know, wands and stuff like that, it's just a lot of it's just CRAP?
A lot of it is. I use one gadget, and I would love to know what you think of it, because I actually think it does make a little bit of a difference. And it's the Trinity, what's it called? It's the microcurrent machine, the new face, the Trinity new face. What do you think about that one?
I haven't trialed that one. I'm like a little skeptical. So if you're like, what's microcurrent? Basically, microcurrent has been used for decades, actually, in sort of like the spa settings to open up different channels in the skin to allow the skin to be more receptive to things like, say, hyaluronic acid or peptides or antioxidants or all sorts of things. I think what it really comes down to is the research. So what's the research behind New Face? I mean, I'm really kind of leery about some of these things. I kind of have to try it myself before I'm a believer. But usually with gadgets, I'll start off as a naysayer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know. And I did not really put a lot of I didn't think I was going to see a lot of results with this particular machine. But and you have to use it every day to see maximum results. So it's a bit of a time commitment. But my face is more lifted after using it, I promise. That's my one thing. And I don't know. I really like it.
All good. I mean, I love dermal rolling, but it's also backed by decades of research since the 90s. Same with LED and near infrared wavelengths, but they need to be made properly, right? There's tons of these LED near infrared. Okay. So little story here. Storytelling time with Rachel Varga and Dr. Stacey Shillington. I was in Vegas for a big plastic surgery conference. And I didn't bring my correct sunscreen with me. So I had to buy this garbage zinc sunscreen from the Wynn gift shop and put it all over my body, went in the pool, came out, and I was like this white ghost, because all zinc sunscreens for the face and body create that white cast. So I was like, oh my gosh, here I am in the pool with all the top plastic surgeons and aesthetic nurses all over North America. Anyways, so I was just hanging out, taking a breather. It was at the end of the day of a busy day of conferences. And there's this guy and he comes up to me and he's like, hey, have you tried these face masks? And I knew he was a vendor from the conference. And he's like, yeah, it'll save you $10,000. You won't have to get a facelift. It gives facelift results. I'm like, sure.
Yeah, no way. No way.
Whatever. If it seems too good to be true, it's definitely too good to be true.
Oh, yeah.
And anyways, I think he knew that I saw right through his CRAP and he left me alone.
There's so much crap out there.
There's so much out there. Oh. Literally every day I have someone sending something to me and be like, hey, Rachel, what do you think of this? I was like, I don't have time to tell you what's wrong with that, because there are so many things. To go by evidence-based things, right? So what Stacey and I do is we practice as evidence-based clinicians. We sift through the research. We look at kind of what's giving our clients results. So Dr. Stacey Shillington, you really specialize in acne and clearing acne from within. And it's really cool to add things at home, like your at-home acne skincare routine, and potentially some LED near infrared light to help to, kill some of the bacteria on the skin. So what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, you have to heal from within. But if you can have a tool on hand that is going to help you get rid of the blemishes that pop up here and there,
which is inflammation.
Exactly. If you have a tool on hand that is just going to make your journey easier, and you know that if something's starting to pop up, instead of stressing out and being like, oh my God, I have a breakout, which will actually cause more breakouts. Instead, if you have a tool right here that you can just use to like get rid of that blemish within hours or days, then I think that's such an important addition to your clear skin journey. Like, yeah, you should not be without something like that.
All right, full transparency. The way my hubby and I use the Lumineer is we're like in bed watching Netflix, and you can select different levels. So kind of like times for treatment ranging from like 30 seconds to a couple of minutes. And so I'll do, you know, like the rejuvenation setting, which is the glow head. And then maybe I'll do the sport one for pain. And then we'll kind of like trade off the like beeps. I'll maybe do like two or three different areas on myself, and then I'll pass it off to him. And then he's got an issue with his elbow right now, so he's using it on his elbow for pain. So it's kind of something that like both partners can use, which I think is kind of cute.
That's totally cute and totally fun too. Like, how many things can you like, you know, do that with?
Yeah, it's like you're stacking, you know, you're getting your oxytocin with cuddling up to your loved one. Be like, hey, use this to make yourself better.
That's so fun. I love that. I'm definitely going to look into getting one for sure. It sounds so good. My husband could really use it too.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So do you have any, you know, final comments for today on our talk on acne?
Gosh. Oh my gosh. I love this talk so much, Rachel, because, you know, when it comes to acne, we can talk about diet, we can talk about detox and, you know, cutting inflammation and how to do that on a physical level. And of course, in my acne program, I go into that in detail. But really, you know, taking a look at healing the spirit and up-leveling our vibration, that is next level. And that focusing on those things, it's just, you know, it changes your life in so many ways. It's not only clear skin. And so I just love this conversation and that we went there, because it's a huge part of my life, you know, just my spiritual journey and, you know, my thoughts and being in nature. And so, yeah, I think that my final words are just really, let's go there. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the description box below, you're going to find Dr. Stacy Shellington's website, which is Naturopathic Beauty. And you have a really great program to help people heal their acne from within. And one of the cool things about Dr. Stacy Shellington and I, and we were talking about this before we recorded, that, you know, we ourselves as clinicians are moving away from that, okay, let's be competitive. No, let's collaborate. You know, JJ Virgin says people buy more than one cookbook, right? And she's like the icon in the health, wellness, and nutrition space. And I think once we start to continue to promote that type of collaboration instead of competition, it's just going to make the world a better place. So what would be your words of encouragement to help people move more into a mindset of collaboration?
You know, the first thing that pops to my head is just women supporting women. You know, we have to be there for each other. We have to, you know, really help each other reach our goals instead of competing. I know as a woman, I was brought up to be very competitive with other women, but it's time to leave that, you know, behind and really help each other reach our goals, because that is the way we are going to make this world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Keep the vibe high, guys. So you can learn more about Dr. Stacy Shellington at naturopathicbeauty.com, and tell everybody about your acne program. What does that look like?
So my acne program, it's based on my 14 years of clinical work. I've worked at the top dermatologist in Toronto for over 10 years and healed thousands and thousands of cases of acne. And what I've done is I've taken all my knowledge and I've put it into my 7-week clear skin program. So every week for 7 weeks, you learn a new lesson. You get a protocol to help you clear your acne slowly. And it works. My success rate is probably about 95%. It works phenomenally. So if you have acne, just know you do not have to live with acne at all. It's completely solvable, completely healable. I don't think that's a word, but from the inside, naturally and permanently too. It's not going to come back. So that's what my program's all about.
Awesome. So Naveen Jain, he actually created that gut health test, which I linked up before. So viome.com, use promo code Rachel10. And he actually said in an interview, and this is somebody who's really in the know in regards to big data, big tech, you know, the future of health and wellness. He actually said that acne is a sign of youth, which, you know, I don't know if you agree with that or not, but that's what he says. And I think that might be not completely false. He's a pretty smart guy and really kind of knows what's up. But really look at ways to optimize what's going on in your body, mind, spirit, energy, your environment around you, and just give your body what it needs to be in equilibrium. That's what we're hoping to convey in today's call. So do you have any final words for them?
Okay. I love what you just said when you said acne is a sign of youth. And I really agree with him because acne is the body, you know, it shows that there's an imbalance within the body, and it's showing you that in a very almost benign way. You know, acne is not going to kill you, right? But as you get older, as your body is not as vital and as responsive, those imbalances tend to manifest deeper in the body, you know, and it results in more chronic, more serious conditions. So by solving acne, initially, you avoid a lot of chronic disease because when we're youthful, we're vital and we're able to expel toxins more efficiently, even through the skin. As we get older, that ability diminishes. So I actually really agree with what he said there. That's awesome. That's great.
When it comes to acne, I am definitely a fan of doing everything you can on various different levels. So if you're not really quite sure like which products to do at home and which treatments in the clinic to do, that's where I help you out. So you can learn more about that at rachelvarga.ca on ways that I can help keep you on the straight and narrow through a virtual one-on-one call. And yes, I have worked with clients that are part of Dr. Stacey Shillington's program as well. So it's like when you just start to follow people like Dr. Stacey Shillington and I and start to embody and practice all the things that we're sharing, it's really going to kind of help you out on various different levels. So it was an absolute pleasure having you here on the show today, Stacey. And yeah, this is your second time on the show and I look forward to having you on again.
Yeah, I love hanging out with you, Rachel. I love talking with you because we are so aligned in our philosophy on health. So thanks so much for having me on. And I can't wait to be on again and to have you on my channel as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So everybody, just again, so much gratitude, love, joy heading your way right now. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode here on the Rachel Varga podcast. Be sure to subscribe on the Facebook and YouTube channel. And also hit that bell so that you know when I go live. Be sure to download my free sophisticated skin cheat sheet at rachelvarga.ca. It'll just take you through like my basic 4 steps for what you're doing at home to help you optimize what you're doing. And if you need a little customized guidance, you can book a call with me at rachelvarga.ca. One-on-one virtual consultations are available with people all over the world. And check out the link in the description box to take part in Dr. Stacey Shillington's Clear Skin From Within program. And I hope you guys all have a really lovely and beautiful rest of your day.